And may I speak on that?
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of odd, and the way I understand it is that although we communicated by me sending the request before the deadline of July, whatever, whenever I sent that, that it needs to be formalized in our regular meeting, that it really wasn't any vote taken then. It was just that I made the request so that our LSB vote can be given some weight when the budget is considered.
That's correct. The NFC doesn't pass motions really on email, so we do need to formalize it.
But I will say that our chair encouraged me to do it. I didn't make up this process.
No, you didn't. There were demands and requests for guarantees of something.
Okay, thank you, Barbara.
You know, even though everybody is in the same position here that's asking for an extension besides Texas, and it is, in fact, beyond the chair's power to predict how the committee members will vote. So the best I could come up with is ask them.
And I appreciate everybody dealing with extra emails in between and some of you answering me.
Okay, so the motion's on the floor. If there's no further discussion, I guess the question is, are there any objections? All right. Sounds like a done deal. Good.
So this would mean that our extension was approved without objection. Is that what you're saying?
So it seems.
Okay.
So at this point, we have a couple of things left on the agenda, which we'll try to get through fairly quickly. But the first and most important thing is to schedule all of these budgets for reviews. And we need to have a little bit of talk about scheduling and what's possible. We have an NSC meeting in August on the 27th. And then we have meetings in September on the 10th and the 24th. We are going to need some extra meetings, there's no doubt. In general, it is almost impossible to do more than one budget at a given meeting. There are times when budgets require multiple meetings. I don't know with these budget drafts if that will be the case. What it sounds like is we will hopefully be able to deal with KPFA and KPFK before the end of August. And then we will have WPFW in early September. WBAI will be in mid-September. And at some point we will have an archives budget, but the archives and national budgets generally cannot get to us until the other budgets are dealt with. So those will probably be at the end of September. So off the top of my head, it sounds like we will need to plan two meetings before the end of August, one for KPFA and one for KPFK. And then September 10th should be good for WPFW, and then we probably should expect that we will meet more than once at the end of September, but we don't need to plan that at this point. So how do folks feel about a second meeting in the last 2 weeks of August? The easy thing might be the 20th and the 27th, but if people prefer other dates.
Has somebody checked the KPFKX calendar?
I will do it right now.
Madam Chair.
The coordinating committee is on the 20th, is all.
Well, Madam Chair, could I point out that the WBAI Local Finance Committee is
on the 20th. Okay, that takes care of you. All right, let's see what we got space-wise. All right, so today's the 13th.
In the 27th already scheduled?
The 27th already scheduled, and we will do one of these budgets. However, we have KPFK and KPFA, more than likely. And it would be good to get both of them done before the end of the month. So looking at the calendar, There are some local KPFK meetings on Monday the 19th, but nothing there. There is a coordinating committee meeting. Richard would have to attend that, so that won't work. And Paul, and our Paul also has a conflict. There's a KPFK local station board meeting on the 21st. Is that right, Michael and John? You have
yeah,
two of them?
Yes, that's a regularly scheduled meeting. We have a special meeting tomorrow and the regularly scheduled meeting on the 21st.
Okay, and I do not want to meet on the 26th and the 27th for budgets. We've got to give people a one-day break. Okay, how do people feel about Thursday the 29th?
That's another WBII local finance committee.
Oh,
and that's coming up on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Tracy, about the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that there is nothing on Wednesday the 28th, but I had in my own calendar that the financial recovery group was going to meet then. But I don't know whether it is or it isn't, since it's not on there.
It's scheduled to.
Okay. Well, we could always tell them that we're more important than they are, but let's try to play nice with others. Let's see. Okay, so Monday the 19th, there is only KPFK governance and KPFK finance. Is anyone in a position where they have to go to one of those meetings?
Well, I go to the KPFK finance, obviously.
Well, let me ask you a question, Michael. It's scheduled for 10:30 p.m., which is 7:30, which is 2 hours after we start.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any possibility that you could, because in theory, your budget will have passed on the 14th?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is there any possibility you could triage a bit?
John, I think John's on that committee as well, but I assume he could just take the call at the station and,
Yes, I could make it if
they needed.
If we met at 5:30, I think, Michael, we should be able to get through our budget if it's approved by 7:30 when the meeting starts.
Well, what I was thinking. What I was thinking, let me just throw this out, was that we could do KPFA's budget on the 19th, since the conflict is with KPFK people, and then we would attend to KPFK on the 27th at our regularly scheduled. How does that work?
Well, couldn't we go to the meeting afterwards, the Finance Committee meeting, if we met at 5:30? Shouldn't 2 hours be enough to finish that?
Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
Okay.
So,
I mean, the other option is we could work on KPFK's budget on the 19th, and if we're not done in 2 hours, then your finance meeting would be delayed.
I'll defer to Michael on this. Michael?
They can start without us. I am the treasurer. I'm not the chair of the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee elected Kim Kaufman chair. So, neither of us is absolutely essential to the meeting in that sense. I think we should let's schedule the National Finance Committee for 5:30 on the 19th, and there's something that urgently we need to do. My suggestion would be that John and I take the call at KPFK if it's possible. Or I can.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can. So,
sure.
Okay, well, that sounds good. So tentatively, let's schedule KPFK's budget for the 19th, KPFA's for the 27th. And I think for sanity, we'll deal with scheduling September when we get a little closer to September.
Could you say those dates again fast? KPFA is
okay. KPFA will be at our meeting on August 27th.
Yep.
And we will look at KPFK's budget on August 19th.
Okay.
And then my guess is we will get past Labor Day, and then at that point we will pick up PFW, BAI, and then go into our National in the second 2 weeks of September.
Okay, thank you.
Or maybe faster. We'll see how we do. Okay, so people should expect to have some more extra meetings, probably one in the first week of September after Labor Day, and probably one in the third week of September, because we will have a bit of a rush once we deal with BAI to push through both national and archives and consolidated to the PNB.
And then we can have comp time off, right?
Sure. With all the compensation that you normally get.
Right.
What we generally do is we take it easy after the budget, and sometimes we'll cancel an October meeting or...
extravagantly, we will cancel.
Keep it light. Yes, we'll see.
People might want to try to keep Monday, September 30th free. Just looking at it, it's not scheduled right now. And
what?
Monday, yeah. September 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, we may need to. I mean, hopefully at that point we will get everything through. What happens if we can't get things done within the meetings that we're scheduling is we end up kicking things over to Fridays, which are generally vacant. And it is absolutely no fun to talk about a Pacifica budget on Friday night, so we're going to try not to. But that's our fallback zone. So if we have to, that's what we'll do. But let's hope we don't have to. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. The next item on the agenda is the election item that we added from Michael Novick. So, Michael, what are you looking for there?
Well, briefly, the National Election Committee is looking for a clear breakdown of what it costs to run the 2012 election and how much of that came out of the fiscal year 2013 budget because of the extensions and delays, and if there is anything remaining from the fiscal year 2013 budgets that were supposed to cover this year's election, the 2013 election, is if anybody has money still in accounts that can be applied to the 2013 election, with the recognition that, that we already kind of implanted that the fiscal year 2014 budget has to cover some of those expenses. Why don't you get a clear picture of what it actually cost for the NES, for the LESs, and in terms of the overruns, and where the money came from, whether it was 2012 or 2013 budgets. So I sent a written version of this to Raul and Tracy, and I can send to the whole committee if you want. You know, it might be that each treasurer could help dig that information out, although it sounds like people have so much else to deal with.
Yeah.
But,
okay. I think that's mostly directed to Raul, just in terms of the specific questions that you're asking. They kind of have to come out of the books, and I don't, you know, I don't have a lot of access to the books directly.
May I ask that we be sent the questions also, or our business
manager? Sure. I'll send it to the whole committee.
Or send it to me, and I'll send it to you.
Raul, the comment that we want financial statements before we want anything else, what would your response be in terms of a timeline for this?
No, we actually sent out to the general managers and business managers the total tally or the final tally for the election cost. I mean, just for the
bill.
The bill from the elections from the National Election Services Corporation,
right.
About 99,000. It was broken down on by station. So if you haven't received any of that information, I'll be happy to forward that over to you. I just need to determine the election supervisor salaries that are paid separately. And then, in answer to the question, this expense, since this happened in October of 2012, this will be part of the 2013 expenses. So whatever we anticipate to be the cost of the election for this coming one would be a 2014 item. So I should just in the next few days I'll ask our HR to provide me with payroll information, and together with the information from the Election Services Corporation, we'll be happy to provide you that information.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, that was easy. Okay, so two items left in terms of how to handle them, because I know that it's getting late, and speaking for myself, I'm tired. I'm still interested in the NFC helping to kind of do some mutual multi-station crowdfunding, but I don't think it has to be dealt with tonight. So with the committee's permission, can we kick it over to the next agenda?
Please.
Sound good.
Yeah, I didn't think anyone was going to fight me. The last item is basically informational, and I'm hoping to sort of get the NFC's blessing to kind of do this. Those of you who are on the PNB will have heard, I think it was mostly Teresa Allen that was bringing this up, but I think everybody understands the situation with regard to BAI's transmitter, that the Empire State Building is extremely expensive, that this is the single biggest contributor to WBAI's ongoing problems, and that we are in a long-term lease through 2025, with this expense going up substantially every single year for a long time to come, more, you know, for another dozen years. And this does not bode well for the long-term future of BAI. So the idea was that since the Empire State Building was kind of, I don't want to say profiting off of, but was benefiting from what happened on 9/11, which basically reduced the market for high buildings in New York to put your radio transmitter on, and did so without in any way distinguishing between non-commercial outlets and commercial outlets, even though the finances are quite different. So the idea was that it was probably appropriate to start asking some New York politicians and entities to support an effort to ask Empire State Building to consider the implementation of nonprofit rates to support non-commercial media that have their antennas on the Empire State Building. That, in other words, this was the right thing to do, alternative sources of information, pity for nonprofits, and basically that this is time because, in fact, there will be a Freedom Tower going up in New York. There'll be more space in the market, so they will have more competition. So the monopoly that they've enjoyed since 2001 is changing, and that we should take advantage of this to put WBAI on a better footing for the future. The antenna is still not going to be free. It's still going to be insanely expensive, but we may not have to look at costs doubling yet again in the next 12 years, which puts us in a situation that whatever we do to stabilize BAI, basically every year it's behind the eight ball again. And I don't know if this is doable, but my sense of it was that it was appropriate to sort of start a petition and do some outreach and try to get folks into a coalition to kind of ask for this, because there are lots of other beneficiaries. And if we're really seriously trying to hang on to BAI, I don't think it's something that we can ignore. Moving the transmitter is proving not to be easy. So the other alternative is to try to stabilize the costs for being where we are. So that's the proposal. And basically, I just wanted the NFC to sort of endorse that they felt reasonably comfortable with doing this. So I didn't feel like I was going off half-cocked without permission from anybody.
Could you say so again exactly what it is you would be doing?
Probably what we would be doing initially is setting up a online petition. We would ask WBAI listeners and supporters to sign it, and we would reach out to other non-commercial media, including those on Empire and those not on Empire, to also send it out to their members and to support it for the good of non-commercial media. It would be directed at a couple of New York politicians, including the mayor and a couple of congresspeople, who have asked what they can do to support WBAI. so we would have an answer for them. And the idea would be for some heavyweights in New York to approach Empire and basically say this is a win-win for everyone. Yes, you'll be making less money, but you'll come out smelling like a rose. You'll be able to maintain your tenants and commercial media, and media will be healthier in New York. Might work, might not, but it's an attempt.
I have a question.
It can't hurt.
Okay.
This is something then that you would take to the PNB?
Well, that's the question. I mean, by the time it comes up on the PNB agenda, time will go by. So my guess is that the online petition will go up anyway. And it would be a question of the PNB sanctioning it when we get there.
And I had more to that question, which was, I'm sure there are other things that are being considered about this very expensive transmitter, isn't there?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, and our Paul may have knowledge that I don't have, there's been an extensive amount of research done about possibilities for relocating the transmitter, and they basically have all come to naught because the market is so crowded in New York that the minute you change your transmitter, you basically lose a significant amount of signal area. And even if you were to try to move to, say, 4 Times Square, you would not be able to maintain the signal area that you have because there would be significant encroachment.
And I've heard a term I don't really understand about signal swap.
A signal swap would be a scenario where BAI would decide that it can't maintain the Empire State site, that we're giving up on it, and that we will do a swap with another entity to broadcast in our place, and we would broadcast in their place, which means we would have a smaller signal, different transmitter location. It would still be BAI, but it would be on a different radio station. And that is certainly a possibility. But at the moment, the decision of the PNB and the ED has been that they want to try to hold on to what we have, because any signal swap, you'd have much less. You'd have a much smaller station. So that's what they're trying to do. I am sure that if we say WBAI is for sale, that, you know, there'll be lots of people in a circle saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. But we haven't done that yet.
So the swap would involve selling. We would sell the signal and buy another signal.
Yes, that's okay. The meaning of a swap. It's a double sale.
Mm-hmm.
We sell and we buy, and the other party sells and buys. And, of course, with our bylaws, that requires a vote of the listener, so it's a long, extenuated, you know, mm-hmm. process. It wouldn't happen like that if it were to happen, and it's not happening as far as I know.
Stack.
Do the listeners vote for any of these other things?
What do you mean, any of these other things?
Relocation or this petition that you want to put up of pleading for nonprofit rents, I guess.
Right. Well, here's my best understanding of that. In terms of relocating the transmitter, if there were somewhere to relocate it, I think that would be a management-level decision. But if it greatly impacted the operations of the station, I'm sure that the listeners would take umbrage because, you know, you could hear it, now you can't hear it. My understanding is that there's really no good place to relocate it to, so I don't think it's on the table. In terms of this petition effort, I'm kind of offering to do it as an individual. I think if it were to have the official sanction of the Pacifica Foundation or of WBAI, that would have to come from the national board. If there's a motion from this committee to bring it to the board, we can ask. But I wouldn't call it an official effort from Pacifica unless the board signed off on it. I would certainly hope that BAI listeners would support it.
All we're voting on is whether or not this idea should be endorsed by our committee, and that's what you would tell the PNB. Is that correct?
Yes. And as colleagues, if any of you thought it was a catastrophically bad idea, I would reconsider doing it. So I'm also asking for feedback and advice.
Richard to the set.
Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
I think it's worth a try. That rent is just doubling. I mean, it's going and going. So I think it's worth a try. And if, you know, if it doesn't phase out, or I mean, if it doesn't work out, we'll do something else. But let's try with anything.
Is everybody in it's worth a try mode, or?
Well, I have one more question. So maybe you can't answer this. If I understand it, the PNB has not really mulled over this idea of, you know, putting a petition out to ask for nonprofit rent. But I would like to know if the PNB has considered this. Is this a deeply divided issue, or?
Right. Well, people can correct me if I'm wrong, because there's lots of PNB members here. But my recollection is that Teresa Allen from Houston brought this up several times, just conversationally, not with any sort of motion or action attached. The idea being that Pacifica National should take this on and run this campaign, and got the answer, no, we don't have enough time. And that's kind of where things have sat. And she hasn't felt quite willing or able to do anything else. But my sense is that it is a good idea. And so I would hope that if we took some steps, that eventually it would be easier for Pacifica National to engage with it.
So,
and I think it's beneficial for all kinds of things, not just for BAI. So I don't mind doing it. Okay, Tony, go ahead.
Just getting clarification. This is so that PNB would petition the landlord to give nonprofit prices or quotes, as I understand it. Is that correct?
This is so that an online petition would collect signatures for a request to Empire to consider nonprofit rates, and that Pacifica would participate, hopefully, in a coalition that's bigger than Pacifica that would be making this request.
Mm.
In other words, we try to rope in other television and radio stations to make the request with us, so it's not just about us.
And what's the downside?
The downside is the landlord could get pissed off, probably. That's the downside.
Can I make a comment a little bit here?
Mm-hmm.
Tracy.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I know when you mentioned that the national office basically had stated some to the fact that we didn't have time to do this. As part of the national office management here, I guess there's just me and Summer. I am actually a supporter of that idea. I think that there is nothing wrong with giving it a try. I believe Summer, in one of her in one of the meetings, had indicated the fact that she had talked to the Empire State about that, but the Empire State management was not a willing party to whatever we wanted to propose, because again, it's basically a landlord's market in New York where everybody was, I mean, if you lose you, then there's another one who's like more than willing to pay for that or more, basically.
Right.
I think that's kind of like the position that Summer had indicated in the past, not the unwillingness to give it a try. I certainly hope that some of our people in New York, our local station board, will take the initiative, at least from the community side, would approach some kind of management of Empire State from perspective of the community themselves, not the management, because when management talks to the management of another entity like Empire State, they're talking about business, basically. But when the community steps in and kind of, you know, give their sense of community to the entrepreneur like Empire State, I think there might be some leverage there or some influence
right.
there. And I think
right.
That's
exactly right.
That's exactly what I think would really help if we rally the community of BAI, the listeners, to have a petition, have a little you know, appreciation to the Empire State. Unfortunately, I guess there's a little bit of clash in a WBAI between the listeners and the management, so there's not really an agreement. There's no rallying behind the management. There's not rallying behind WBAI.
I know.
I think it is just time to move forward and kind of involve the community to support the WBAI.
Yes.
That's just my take.
So what I would basically say is, first of all, I'm sorry, Raul. It was really Summer who sort of had the I don't have enough time response. It wasn't you. I didn't mean to attribute. You're correct. It's an attempt to build leverage to have the conversation on different terms, because having the conversation in a business negotiation when you're behind on the payments is a very different thing than trying to leverage community and hopefully political support on behalf of a larger coalition than just yourselves. So it's an attempt to leverage and to leverage the situation so you're in a stronger position to make a request. And, you know, theoretically to bring a little political pressure to bear about the, you know, civic responsibilities of businesses, especially an icon like the Empire State Building. And I think there might be a way to do that. It's not guaranteed, but I think it's something that could work. And it meets the interests of a number of non-commercial media outlets, not just Pacifica, so we can be a part of something without having to do the whole thing ourselves. And I think there's a million BAI, well, there's not a million BAI listeners. It would be nice if there were. But there are a significant amount of BAI listeners who want to do something positive. They want to help. And I think this is a way to give people something to do. You know, get 100 signatures on this petition, and it's not a petition to fire someone. It's a petition to do something positive for the future of the station. So I think it might work.
Michael,
anyway.
Do the set.
Yeah. Okay. Michael followed by R. Paul.
I definitely like to hear from our Paul. It seems to me that I think it can't hurt. I grew up in New York. BAI was my first exposure to Pacifica. It's unique to this 99.5 and not somewhere down the left end of the dial. But it seems like that effort should come in New York and from New Yorkers primarily. So I'm wondering what our Paul has to say about the role the LSB can or might play, or anybody in New York to initiate it. It doesn't make that much sense for the National Finance Committee or someone in California to initiate this campaign particularly.
Right. When I spoke about this with Teresa Allen, that's exactly what I said. I said this should well up from New York. And a month or so later of efforts, it appears that it's not welling up. So my thought was that it could be jump-started and that would provide a structure for something to well up in. I am hoping that the leadership for this will come from New York in the long run. In the short run, though, it's not. And it seemed to me that it was
like
a good idea.
I'll call that to say.
Yeah, and in terms of the NFC, I'm basically trying to leverage the NFC for saying sort of where this came from. And I think I can also, you know, use my real life organization, which, you know, has a role to play in media activism and has connections in New York, to help push some of this forward. I mean, we'll see, but I'm hoping. Our Paul, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the comments that there's really nothing to lose are quite true. We have to understand that we're dealing with people who own and operate huge, well-known, iconic Manhattan real estate of the highest financial level.
Right.
You know, people who live anywhere in the world would recognize a photograph of the Empire State Building, with or without King Kong on it. And so, you know, it's the part of this is also that, without saying too much about people involved in that world, you've got to get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea, I think, would be to not necessarily directly appeal to them from all these people, but to try and get some politicians locally to deal with it. I will point out that we have a mayoral race ongoing right now. You may have seen some of the people involved in it and their strange behavior. And so whomever we end up electing as mayor of New York City, you know, it would be good to start talking to various of them now and see if this can also get some traction in the campaigns. And again, some people would say, well, you know, you're politicizing it and that could be bad. It would also get a lot of publicity for it, and it would bring up the issue, and we, you know, we might well be able to make it so that we could get an endorsement of this and get more people to understand it, and at that point, some of those extremely important people in the ownership and management of Empire, you know, might look at it a little bit differently, which would be very, very helpful for us. Again, I don't think there's much to lose because in terms of pissing them off, there's not a lot of emotion that goes on there. There's a lot of, you know, our lawyers and accountants are watching everyone and they've seen us and, you know, we've already pissed them off by getting in arrears. So, you know, I think this is something that we really should try. And it might possibly work. No guarantees, but it might possibly work.
Okay. Yes, Michael.
Somebody else is on. I thought Barbara wanted to say something. No, I'll wait.
No, but I'm contemplating. How did you read my mind?
All right. I'll speak again a little more. So I have a couple of thoughts. First of all, it's 8:16. That means it's 11:16 in New York. My inclination is that this is something that should not come from Pacifica. The more I hear about it, I think that it should be. I mean, if you want to do it through the Media Alliance or something, I think that's great. I don't think that Pacifica particularly should involve itself with, like, trying to appeal to people in the middle of an electoral campaign, because then there's an implication that we're backing somebody who, as a quid pro quo, and I don't think we want to get anywhere near endorsement of candidates at Pacifica. I think that's, like, really verboten for us. So I would say that, you know, somebody interested in supporting, you know, nonprofit media in New York should take the initiative on this, without Pacifica fingerprints on it. That's my best advice. You know, I also feel like it probably should be connected to the general struggle of the gentrification of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, and rents and all the rest of what's going on in New York for the last 20 years, it's insane. Every time I go there, it's worse. So
yeah.
That's all. So I'd prefer that we not try to resolve it as something from the NFC, and, you know, if people want to do it, you know. I'm certainly supporting it as an individual, but...
Yeah, it's a complicated thing. Okay, well, I don't want to...
People have been calling
me. Well, it's late, and I don't... I don't want to drag this out too long because it's late. I do think the coalition like this will only work if a number of non-commercial radio and TV stations are involved. So I'm not sure it's possible for Pacifica to be entirely hands-off if we're really trying to succeed. But it doesn't have to be officially endorsed by Pacifica, at least in the early phases. I mean,
Richard, real quick.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, hi, Richard.
Excuse me. This is to get all the nonprofits involved and everything like that. Your photograph could be King Kong on the Empire State Building, and it could say something about, don't get this monkey off my back.
It's late, Richard.
That could be the slogan for the campaign.
You're violating intellectual property rights to King Kong.
Okay, well, we'll take clever names for the website under advisement.
I was on the stack, and I would like to just say I completely agree with Michael. I think it's a touchy thing, and if Pacifica were one of many organizations, I think it would be better. So I'm not quite sure how you would start it, and I had not thought of the possibility that you might want to start it from Media Alliance. But anyway, are we going to vote on this, or is it sufficient that you've just heard people's reactions and then you'll now take it to the PNB and decide something there?
John,
good question.
Back.
Yes, go ahead, John. And then we'll try
to
put this to bed.
I'd like to prove that we approve Tracy's efforts to gather more information about using Pacifica's influence to lower the monthly rate at the Empire State Building tower.
Okay, that's vague enough to leave lots of room. I think what would be helpful is if the committee could endorse that much, then if it turns out that there's a campaign and a coalition, it would be possible to go straight to the PNB and ask if Pacifica wanted to officially sanction it. I'm hearing here that people don't want to officially sanction anything until they see what it is and who's involved in it. And I think we can, and I think I can certainly, you know, use MA as an organizing agent so that Pacifica doesn't need to officially sign on to it in the early phases. And then it either has a life or it doesn't have a life. But I think that motion would be helpful. So if there is a coalition for Pacifica to join at some point, that we can bring that to the PNB and, you know, people will either do it or not do it. So I'm okay with John's motion if anybody else is.
It's, as I understand it, John, it's supporting Tracy's efforts to and find out more about the possibility of pressuring for nonprofit rates on the transmitter.
Exactly.
Okay. I second that.
Could we get the exact wording I have to approve Tracy's proposal to lower monthly rates at Empire State Building?
That's not what I'm seconding.
Yeah, okay. Give me some wording. I can.
Why don't you go ahead with what you have, and then we can see if we can modify that a bit.
All right. What I have is to approve Tracy's proposal to lower monthly rates at the Empire State Building tower. That's all I was able to get.
No, he said something about investigating the possibility. It was not anything that precise.
Right. It was to approve Tracy's efforts to investigate the possibility of lowering the monthly rate at the Empire State for the tower rental. In other words, fairly vague, but still letting people know that we do favor that more.
All right. So what I have then is to approve Tracy's proposal to investigate the possibility of lowering the monthly rates at the Empire State Building for tower rental.
Yes.
Well, Tracy actually proposed doing this petition thing. So I was interpreting what John said as support Tracy's efforts to pressure for lower nonprofit rates at the Empire State Building, but not a specific thing. We're not approving a petition. You know, it's just...
Correct. There's no specific item that we're approving in terms of the petition or anything else. Just her efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Vague, fairly vague. But moving in some direction toward possible financial relief.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll read what I have again, and if people want to change it, be specific, and we'll see if we can do that. To approve Tracy Rosenberg's, put her full name in there, Tracy Rosenberg's proposal to investigate the possibility of lowering the monthly rates at the Empire State Building for tower rental.
For nonprofits.
Read one more time, but... Read it one more time, please.
One second. To approve Tracy Rosenberg's proposal to investigate the possibility of lowering the monthly rates for nonprofits at the Empire State Building for tower rental.
That sounds good.
I don't like the word proposal because that's not what she proposed. We're not approving her proposal about the petition.
Effort, shall we
said effort. Remember, John?
Effort. Efforts instead of proposal.
So it would be to approve Tracy Rosenberg's efforts to investigate the possibility of lowering the monthly rates for nonprofits at the Empire State Building for tower rental.
That sounds good.
Okay. I'm happy with it. As the person mentioned it. Okay. So I guess that's John's motion. Are there any objections to that motion? Good.
Without
Great.
Objection. Okay.
Thank you, everyone. And I appreciate your thoughts and your time. And hopefully something good will come of it. All right. So we have met for 3 hours. Thank you, everyone. Our next meeting will be on the 19th of August for the KPFK budget. Michael, I will send an email to you inviting Bernard to join us if he wishes.
Okay.
On Monday night.
Forward that to him, his name, as opposed to saying send it directly.
I'll go ahead and send it to him directly, but I will copy you as well.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Great.
And, you know, and that's an option, but if he wants to, he should.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I think that's pretty good. Make a point to forward us as quickly as you can after the LSB meeting what you've got.
Yes.
And we will meet again on the 19th. So thanks, everyone.
Great. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Tracy. Tracy, you still there? Anybody still there? Was the 19th KPFA or K? Everybody go. Okay.